This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You think you're tough? Try this. Try this for, I don't know how many years Sig was doing it before the TV cameras showed up.
Right.
And showed us all. But I remember these stories like it was yesterday. Back in the 80s, there was always that guy, somebody would run their mouth. Remember, it's all pre-internet, about how these guys would go up and they could make incredible amount of money on fishing boats. Now, I don't remember if we were talking about crabbing or if it was fishing, but it's crabbing, right? Mm-hmm. And they would talk about this legend, and you never knew if it was really true or not. You didn't know how to check or not. Turns out it was true. If you had the will and the ability and the backbone to get out and risk your life the way it was, you could go out for a certain amount of time, and basically all your 40-hour work weeks went together. You were never off the clock. You would sleep, eat, and fish. That's all you would do. But when you'd come back in, if it was good for you, man, for a regular working guy, man, you had a pocket full of cash.
Born April 29th in Seattle, Washington, our next guest comes from a long line of fishermen and has been working in the profession since his early teens, starting on his father's boat, working his way through the ranks and becoming the captain of the Northwestern by age 24. He gained national attention as one of the stars of what has become one of the most popular reality series in television history, Deadliest Catch. And you can see him tomorrow night in an all-new episode as Deadliest Catch roars through its 20th season. Please welcome Captain Sig Hansen.
Hey, Sig, welcome back. How are you, brother?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, man.
Nice introduction.
20 years. That means we've been talking a couple times a year. This has got to be right around the 40th time you've been on the show, and it just seems almost impossible that that much time has passed, but it really has.
Well, it's mind-boggling to say the least, but I mean that show's been setting records. And I didn't think I'd be here that long.
No,
it is what it is. But it's pretty fun. I still get a kick out of it. I'm still proud of the program. I'm proud of what we do. And I mean now it's like you've got this generational thing going on where it's these younger people, and it's like, oh yeah, my mom and dad used to watch that show, or this or that, or my grandmother.
Isn't that crazy?
And now
crazy.
I'm watching it. It just blows my mind. It makes me feel old as hell.
Right. But it also, I'm glad it's on, because in this world now, and again, it's not about being the old guy who talks about how hard it was. It's still a hard job. It was a hard job then. It's a hard job now. But this is something that people, when I was a kid, we were talking about it. We heard about it. We heard the legend of it. You could go up to Alaska, go somewhere up on the northwestern coast, and you could earn money, but it was very, very hard, right? But we didn't know. It was pre-internet. Turns out it was true. Like, you started in your teens, but did you start out in that area? And so it was natural because your father was a fisherman.
Yeah, I mean, I fished, by the time I was 12, first trip to Alaska, and then by the 13, because we're of Norwegian descent, I'd get a job fishing in Norway. That's and right. Then go to Alaska for my summer vacation, so to speak. So I never had a summer off. It's either fishing in Alaska in the summers or in Norway or both. And it was just hunger. It was just I was trying to beat my father. That's all I wanted. I wanted to just show these guys I could do it. And once you start getting those paychecks, I mean, sky's the limit, right?
Right.
Just how hard do you want to work and how much do you want to make?
That's it. And it really is. That's the truth, man. And it's and I hope that's never lost, because that is the thing that makes everything great. It really is. How hard are you willing to work? Will you outwork the other guy? And it's going to be dangerous. And it's getting more dangerous out there. Actually, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you've been out on that ocean, and everybody I know who works on water, they have a really good grasp because the weather is so incredibly important to you. When you go out and you see it, what do you see over the last 20 years? I'm not asking you to get into a big conversation, but I'm like, to me, you would know better than anyone. You see the seas, you see the oceans, you watch what's happening.
Yeah, and I have respect for the water. It's the most powerful entity on our planet.
Right.
So not only do I have respect, but I mean, I'm afraid of it.
Sure.
I'm deathly afraid of it. And it gets worse and worse as I get older. You know what I mean? I feel like a cat with nine lives. You're dodging bullets half the time. So the one thing is you're under a boat. It's mechanical. Things can go wrong, and that's the problem. I just feel like at this age, you know, I don't want to perish out there. I really don't.
And it's like the fight never stops. The ocean, I was talking to somebody about that who goes out, and he goes, it's like that never stops punching you. It's always fighting you.
Yeah, and you know, the good news is, like, now we have a quota system. We can stop if we have to. But that being said, if you're in the middle of nowhere out by the Russian border, it's not like, you know, it's not like you can just snap your finger and you're back home in a garage. You're you know what I mean? It's not a car. You're not parking your car. It can take you days to get back in.
Yeah, and it's heavy.
Sometimes these storms, you know, we're down to, like, hours, minutes.
Yeah. And you when you do this, it is real. People die, Captain. I mean, if you're joining show Sigs with us, Captain Sig from the Northwestern, 20th season of Deadliest Catch, and man, you really are the last of the originals, man. I mean, that's your friends and the people you've worked with, not just the TV show, just in the industry, man. You know, sometimes it's age, sometimes it's the ocean. But it's a really, the attrition rate's heavy.
Yeah, and it's like it starts to weigh on you more and more. When you're younger, I think it's like, you know, you want to prove to everybody that you can do it, you know, and you're fearless when you're younger. And then as you get older, you see the reality of things. But at the end of the day, that's just how it's got to be done. I don't think we can make it much safer than we've already tried. It just, you know, I don't think that industry can change too much more until we can find a way to get seafood on the beach without going in a boat. Nothing's going to change. It's just the way it is. And now you got El Nino. You've got all these different type of storms coming through, and the weather's changing. You know, the world is changing. It's different.
It is. It is. It's getting, the waves are getting bigger. They're getting rougher. The storms are getting more violent. There's no doubt we're going through a planetary shift.
Right. Yeah. And we're in the middle of it, you know. I mean, I see it with my own eyes. I didn't think I would ever, you know, see this, but it's happening.
Yeah.
And so it's very scary.
Well, when you guys,
for me it is, you know.
Sure it is. It's dangerous. And when you guys go out there, and that was the thing a couple of years ago, that when the crab shifted and they disappeared, like, clearly nothing. I didn't think that something had wiped out an entire species of crab. I just thought they've gone somewhere, but they've gone somewhere based on what's happening in the world. And that, what a shock when that happened to every, not just you, to the entire world.
Right, and we think, you know, I mean, there's still crab out there. We're opening up our seasons again, but it's just a touchy situation where I think they're going into colder, deeper waters.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's their environment. They're used to certain temperatures, and that's what's going on. And we've never fished, like for snow crab, for example, I've never fished that deep, 120, 30 fathoms, where typically you're in 60, 70 fathoms. You know what I mean? It's just different. And so they have a way of being resilient, and that's the thing about life, right? It's resilient, and it'll find a way. But we don't want to stand in the way when it's in that phase and that change. And so I got a lot of respect for not just the weather, but for, you know, all of those species that are out there. It's our livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just hunters of the sea. You know what I mean? We're feeding people. And so,
Right. This isn't for,
man.
It's not for sport. You're doing a very important job. And it's funny, man, that, like you said, to go from that young, you know, that cockstrong kid that sits out there, you know, with his back up and trying to prove something, to having a much bigger understanding of the world, of people, of, I'm sure when you see a kid walk on, it takes you about a half a day to go, he's going to make it, he's not going to make it, or he's going to need this in order to make it. You're going to be able to see it because you've seen them all walk on the boat now.
Oh, yeah, and I love it. I wish every kid would do something like this, you know? I love the fact that kids still want to come up there and give it a whirl. I mean, it's you got to have that work ethic, that's something that you cannot learn in school. I'll guarantee you, you can't, you know, you have to be a part of it. And then once they're hooked, and I think it's great. I think super opportunity for anybody to any type of fishing like that, just to experience that thrill and that risk and the reward. Everybody should go have that.
Dude, everything they learn, working hard, earning money, understanding they're part of a team, understanding if they let them, they let themselves or somebody else down, people can actually die. And that close-knit us against them, man, you're right. Everything you learn inside of that, you can carry for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the guys in the military, the men and women, sorry. But it's just, I feel like it's a very similar.
Very much.
To a point.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Listen, they're giving me the rack. But, Sig, man, it always is good to hear your voice, and it's always good to talk to you, man. I just think you've got so much information and experience. I always love talking to you.
That's great to hear. I appreciate it. After 20 years, it's a beautiful thing. So, no, thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.